So Bismillah, if you can kindly join the Kahoot, that will be awesome. I am going to just turn off a few things to save participation. Thank you very much. Also, mute all and unmute. Nope. Okay, we are about 25 people right now. So I'm hoping a few more of you will join the Kahoot, inshallah. I have disabled the pattern. Remember the pattern? That has caused issues for many people, so now I have disabled it. And boom, you're there. Also, for those of us who are going to watch the recording, we have, for those of you who watch the recording, you can play the Kahoot as a challenge, which is essentially the same thing. Okay, it's no different than a Kahoot. But it's something that, you know, it can be done after the fact. Okay, so this is what a challenge looks like. You would have to download their app, unfortunately, to play it. You have the pin, you enter it, and you play the exact same game that we're playing, but on your own time. So that this allows a person to be able to, who's watching the recording, to still participate in the Kahoot to get the benefit of it and not just watch it passively. Okay, so that's the one important thing I was trying to get to make sure that our students who are watching the recordings also have the ability to succeed by participating in these quizzes and these Kahoots, inshallah. We only have 11 people on the thing, 12, okay. Roughly when you get to about 50%, we're 50% now. Perfect, I'll start the game then. You can still join in a little bit later. The pin is always at the bottom, all right? Okay, we are now about to start the categories of ism and fi'l. All right, question. Fatha, damma, kasra, sukun, shadda, and tanween are all Arabic terms, tashkil, Arabic letters, categories of words in Arabic. By the way, the game pin is always here, huh? Always over here. Perfect. These are all tashkil. Arabic terms, if you selected that, that's fine as well. They are Arabic terms, but more precisely, they are tashkil. Okay. Great. MashaAllah. How do you read the following? Hum al-muflihuna. Humum muflihuna. Humul muflihuna. Or humul muflahuna. Think about it. This has to do with the huruf shamsiya and qamariya. All right, great. The correct answer is humul muflihuna. If you look at the file here, or the ayah here more precisely, you notice that the lam, so this is the al, this is the al, this is the al that we are concerned about, this is the al that we are trying to, this is the al that attaches itself to an ism, and it is the one that we are trying to figure out how to pronounce correctly. And in this situation, as you can see, the lam has a sukoon, so we will pronounce humul muflihuna. And even if, for example, the lam did not have a sukoon, then the way you would say it, humul, like the sound would give it away. Also, the fact that there's no shadda on the meem would probably give it away as well. All those are helpful tools for us to realize that this is in fact humul, not humum. All right, very good. Next is, it's a slide. There are three categories of words in Arabic. Okay, this is something we spoke about before. They are ism, fa'il, and harf. Ism, fa'il, and harf. Every single word that is in Arabic has to be one of these three things. We spoke about this last class. Now, the question is, every single word ism, fa'il, or harf, true or false? Perfect, alhamdulillah. The correct answer is True, of course. This is a simple question. But now here is the question for you. Or here is another slide for you. The slide is, an ism's closest approximation in English is a noun. Okay? Oh, this is the slide. This is something we spoke about before. And two ways we can identify an ism easily is the presence of a tanween or the presence of an al. These are the two ways we can identify the ism, also by meaning, also other ways, but these are two non-exhaustive ways. All right, quiz question. Is the following an ism? And if yes, then why? Yes, because of the meaning, al-muflihuna. No, because of the meaning. No, because there's no yes, because of the al. The correct answer is waiting for someone else to answer. A few more people, maybe a couple of people who are answering. How do I join the online thing? Kahoot.it and enter this game pin. Enter this pin. I would recommend downloading the app for Kahoot. Okay, there's, I think, one person who has an answer and is holding up the whole thing. Anyway, no problem. The correct answer, both of them are correct answers. Yes, because of meaning. If you know the meaning, that's a correct answer. No problem. You can identify an ism that way, by meaning. Yes, because of al in the beginning. And that is also correct. All right, fantastic. The al that is in question is right here, as you can see. This is the al that is added, and this is how we identify an ism. Okay, very good. Next question. Most letters in Arabic have how many root letters? Most. 5, 4, 3, or 2? Ali's answering online. Very good. The correct answer is most letters have 3 root, or most words in Arabic have 3 root letters. Yes. Root letters are a feature of Arabic. Okay? They are a feature of Arabic. This is something we spoke about last time. We have the word Alhamdu, the root letters in this. Are ha, the root letters are ha, meem, and dal. This is root letter number 1. This is root letter 2. This is root letter likewise for Muhammad, ha, meem, dal, root letter 1, 2, 3. Ahmad, ha, meem, dal, root letter 1, 2, 3. Nahmaduhu, ha, meem, dal, 1, 2, 3. These three are ism, okay? These three are ism, and this one is a fi'l. This one's a fi'l. So it doesn't matter if it's an ism or a fi'l. It's a feature of Arabic at large. Also, something to note is that the meaning is shared. Common letters, ha, mim, dal, we saw that, and shared meaning, praise. That is something that is a feature of Arabic. That is what root letters represent for us. Okay, now then, let us move on to the question. The question is, what are the root letters of this word? Pay attention, please. Sallama. The word is sallama. The root letters are seen, lam, lam, meem. Or lam, lam, meem. Or seen, lam, lam. Or seen, lam, meem. couple of people who are not answering, and there's one other person who's not answering. All right, I guess we have to wait for the there we go. The correct answer is Sin Lam Mim. Yes, everybody logged into the quiz has to answer. Otherwise, we will have to wait until the timer expires. Okay? Sin Lam Mim is the correct answer. If you look at this next slide here. Sin Lam Mim. Sallama. The Sin is our first root letter. We denote that by R1. Okay? The Lam is our root letter number 2. We denote that by R2. And the Mim is our root letter number 3. And we denote that by R3. Okay? The Lam has a Shadda. So it's like a double letter. It's written as one letter, but it's doubled. But in fact, the root, one lam, and then obviously Sin and the Mim here. Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah. Let us proceed to the next slide, which is talking about what are the root letters of this word. Istaslama. This is a hard one, but take a guess. Alif Sin Ta. Sin ta sin, sin lam mim, ta sin lam. If you have questions about root letters, don't worry. We're gonna do plenty of that today. Don't worry. Okay, take an educated guess about this. We haven't done this, so I'm just trying to see. I'm trying to set up the stage here a little bit. Take an educated guess. Might be hard, but that's okay. The correct answer is Sin, Lam, and Mim. Okay? Sin, Lam, and Mim. It is the same as Sallama. It is the same as the word beforehand. The root letters here are, if I could write this here, root letter 1, root letter 2, 3. Right now, you're like, wait, why is this not part of the root? Why is this not part of the root? Why is this not part of the root? Don't worry. Today, some of those questions will be answered. And over the course of the next 2 weeks, many of those questions will be answered. Right now, you just take my word for it, okay? Is that alright? but eventually, you will see the pattern yourself, okay? What is the meaning of the word? We're getting to it as well, inshallah. If you're logged into the Kahoot, you should answer. Otherwise, you have to wait until the timer expires, okay? Anyway, these are the three root letters. The same as Sallama. That's one of the things for us to notice. Okay, it's the same as Sallama, is the same root letter. But interestingly enough, there is an additional three letters before it. An Alif, in fact, this is a Hamzatul Wasl, to be honest with you. And a Sin, and then a Ta, Istaslama. Oh boy. Okay, so that's an interesting observation for us to make. But its explanation is going to come today. Don't you worry. MashaAllah, OG Farhan is doing very well. The word Muslim has the Sin Lam Mim as a root. As Muslim. Think of the sound. Hear it. Muslim. Muslim. True, false. What are root letters? I'm tired. Muslim. Correct. Muslim has seen lam mim in it. You are absolutely right. The way the word Muslim is written, it's written like this in Arabic. It's written as Muslim. And as you can see, this is the seen, this is the lam, and this is the meme. Okay? Muslim. This exercise that we just did was just to show us a recap of some of our content and leading into our next topic. MashaAllah, well done. Brother Farhan, Sister Umariam, Sister Mahdiya, Jazakumullah Khairan. Very nice. Alhamdulillah. If you can leave your feedback, that's awesome as well. MashaAllah, everybody did awesome. Now we go to our topic of the day. The topic of the day is, how did we figure out that Seen Lam Meem is the root in Sallama? And Seen Lam Meem is the root in Istaslama? And can I figure it out as a student? What is the roots? Today we're going to start answering those questions. And also the questions, again, something we are spending our time, our resources, our energy on. Okay? Let us go to the So, page 4 of the textbook. You don't have the textbook right now. I know. I will upload it. You have my word. As soon as I possibly can, okay? Just make dua for me, okay? I will get it to you. Let's go to page 4 of the textbook. I have the textbook here. I'll go to the page 4. You watch as I'm reading from it. Word families. Introduction. Consider the root letters Seen, Lam, and Meem. Okay, just assume these three are root letters for now. From these three root letters, we can get the following words. We can get word number 1. I'm going to use Roman numerals here. Okay, word number 1 we get is Salima. Salima means to be safe or unharmed. I can get Sallama. Sallama means to protect from harm. This is number 2. Number 3, Salama, to keep the peace. Number 4, Aslama, to accept Islam. Interesting. Number 5, Tasallama, to obtain something. Number 6, Tasalama, to make peace with one another. Number 7, Istalama, to take or to receive or to take possession. Interesting meaning, and an interesting number 8. I skipped number 7 on purpose, by the way. Number 8 is there. Don't worry if you cannot count in Roman numerals properly. You're like, why is there 7 or 8? It's an 8, it's not 7, don't worry. And number 10, I skipped 9 there as well, is istaslama, to surrender. Istaslama, to surrender. That was our word from the Kahoot, yes? Istaslama was our word there, which means to surrender. Now, let us look at something very important. All words from 1 to 10, okay? All words from 1 to 10 share the common root and common meaning. Okay? The share, common root, and common meaning. This is what, you know, we're trying to get at. You look at what you have here. The meaning that's common is something to do with being safe. Something to do with being safe. Okay? Is Salima, does Salima, if you can type something for me, please. Does Salima have something to do with being safe? Yes, that's the meaning of the actual word, to be safe. Very good. Salama, does it have anything to do with being safe? To protect from harm? Yes, it does, right? When you protect someone from harm, they are now safe. Salama, to keep the peace, does it have anything to do with being safe? Indeed, because you are, if you keep the peace, then people are safe. If the peace is not kept, people are unsafe. Yes? Aslama. Aslama. To accept Islam. Is this keeping the peace? Or this is this something to do with being safe? Does it have anything to do with being safe? It does, right? So it's, you said to accept peace, that's very good. You're safe from the torment of the next life. Safe from Jahannam. Jazakallahu khairan. Very nice. You are safe from also the frivolous nature of the world. You are content. Alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim. Even though life sometimes is easy, there's ups, there's downs, but I know Allah is the one who is responsible. وَالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. Right? Being, you're safe from being a tormented person who is miserable. Jazakallah khair, Solange, very eloquently put. All of these are very beautiful consequences of being a Muslim who understands their faith, that there is salvation in this dunya, right? Being saved from all these different things, and also there is, of course, the ultimate salvation in the akhirah. So that it does have that meaning, right? Okay, tasallama, to obtain something. Is there a meaning of safe in here? How so? If you like, how is there a meaning of being safe here? Can someone help me out here? To obtain safety, okay. I like that. Well, maybe some being safe from with. From going without, okay, safe from need, okay, good. But assume I was just take something, I'm taking this mug, right? It's now with me. Now it's safe. Safe. It's not harmed. Maybe if it was here on the table, it'll get harmed. It's safe with me. So it's the meaning is a little bit there. Tasalama, to make peace with one another. This is important. This is a group of maybe creating a treaty or a pact or an agreement where everything is peaceful, obviously, then people remain safe and people are not harmed. Istalama, similarly to receive or take possession, like the cup, if I take it, it's safe with me, I am protected, it's safe from harm. Lastly, istaslama, what or how is this being safe? To surrender. Once you surrender, you are protected. Excellent. So, obviously there is the of surrendering to Allah. That is exactly, it's a great meaning. That's actually very similar to the meaning of accepting Islam. But also say like in a battle, if there's like a sort of soldier, and that soldier ends up surrendering, even though that's not in any way ideal, it's at least he's not safe from being killed. That's the idea. So, this is the thing. Common root and common meaning. Okay? Do you notice that the words, though, while they have a common root, do they look different than each other? Do they look different than each other? They do, right? Some of these words have extra letters added to it. Can you give me some examples of words here in this list that have extra letters added to the root? Okay. Four. Excellent. Four has extra letters, the Hamza. Okay. 10, definitely. 3 extra letters. 5. right? There's a ta added. Very good. Three, there's an extra alif added. Very nice. In fact, you can make the argument that anything from has extra letters added to it. Isn't that right? Anything from 2 to 10. Even 2, because I'm adding a shadda. Is that right? So that is actually an interesting thing. So it is, even though they look, they have the same root, and they are, you know, even though they have the same root and they share a meaning, they don't have to look the same. They will be actually a little different here and there. I'm losing my train of thought.
Sorry.
Asya. Alright. Shadda be a letter? No, Shadda is not a letter, but Shadda is the doubling of a letter. Once we have studied word families, we acquire the ability to understand hundreds of words as they have shared meaning if they share the root. Okay, that's the thing that we acquire. We acquire the ability to learn and understand hundreds of words, and subhanallah, not just hundreds of words, but the ability to look up the precise meaning of those words. So it's a pretty cool thing. Now, here is what we will get to today. Okay, we spoke about, you know, how these words are there. Now let's look at what this actually means. A word family, okay? A word family is what we were looking at right now. A collection of words that have the same root letters and they follow the same predictable pattern for each member. Each of 1 to 10, each one of these is actually a family. There's other words here that are from this family. There's other words that are part of family 2 that are not written here. There's other words that are part of family 3 not written here, and so on and so forth. This is the idea behind a family of words. Okay? Let us actually, yes.
Bubble, where's my purse?
I don't know. Okay. Let us look at some examples, okay? Right, if I was to try to make this from 1 to 10 for you all, okay? Using the following word here, nadara. Okay? So number 1 would be nadara. Nadara, and what will be an activity to look up what the meaning here is, okay? I'll post this link online, inshallah. This web, this link is the, I think I already posted it on the portal. This is the Arabic Almanac, okay? This is Edgetal. This is the link that we're gonna, this is the place where dictionaries are all there. And as we have dictionaries, we will learn how to use them and we will look up these words in it, inshallah, okay? All right, so let's look at nadara. Okay, nadara. Sorry, did I turn off? Hold on. There we go again. Thank you. All right. I posted this link on our portal. Inshallah, you can access this there. All right. Here's the cool thing about this this website. It's really awesome. Jazallahu khairan, the person who made this. May Allah reward the one who made this website. You click on it, right? Or on the phone, you tap on it, and it says enter root letters in English or Arabic to search. Okay? If you can type in Arabic, mashallah, more power to you. That's awesome. You can type your words right away. If you're not able to type in Arabic, you click on about right here. Okay? Click on about, and you go on how to use right here. You see that? how to use. And how to use tells you that, for example, the noon is a N and the va is a capital Z, not small or lowercase Z, it's a uppercase Z. And the ra is a R. It goes by phonetics. It's phonetically organized. Phonetic, when I say like by PH phonetic, okay? So, if I was tied noon, va, ra, okay? Look at that. Look at that. You see that right there? You notice? Tell me, did you notice that? Look, right there. It found it. Amazing. MashaAllah, such an awesome sight. Now, this dictionary that we're looking at right now is called Hans Wehr. Hans Wehr was a German, I believe, Orientalist. A very interesting background Hans Wehr had. A very interesting person. But he did something that I think many, if not most, Arabic students whose first language or preferred language is English, all of these people are very grateful to him, which is he compiled this fantastic dictionary, okay? And it's a classically compiled dictionary. This is how the classic Arabic dictionaries are compiled, but he did it from Arabic to English, and he did a pretty decent job at it, and that's why it's a very, very useful and excellent tool. Okay, now what you will have here is the first dictionary that you see here is Hans Wehr. Okay, the next dictionary you see here is Lane's Lexicon. Okay, Lane's Lexicon, he's a very interesting guy. Lane's was actually that was his name, Edward William Lane. And if you go on his Wikipedia page, Edward William, he was a British Orientalist, right? He was somebody who came from the British Empire in the 19th century to Egypt to learn, learn Arabic. I believe he was a spy. I think he was a spy in Egypt, right? And I do believe that he became Muslim, right? He didn't become a Muslim, I'm sorry. But he was the man, this is the man, who has compiled perhaps one of the most underappreciated works in English. This dictionary is such an incredible resource. I mean, it's like a little ocean, actually. How rich it is. He goes through so many details. Here's the word, nazara. Notice he's gonna go into like quotation or citation after citation of what these words mean, what they mean in like the old Arabic, in poetry, in Quran, in hadith literature, like everything. It's incredible, okay? This guy was an Orientalist, all right? then you have a few other dictionaries. Verbal idioms of the Quran is like an okay dictionary. I'm not a huge fan of it, but it's there. We might as well look at it. Nazara is to wait for something, is to pay attention, etc., etc. Okay? Lisanul Arab, right? Lisanul Arab. This is, you know, the great, almanac of the Arabic language. The tongue of the Arabs, that's what it means. It's written by Ibn Anzur, rahimahullah. Lisan al-Arab is actually like the go-to source for understanding the meanings of the words of the Arabic language. It is awesome. It starts by giving you the meaning as a synonym. Then it gives you examples of how the Arabs would use this word. Layth says العرب تقول نظرا ينظر نظرا قال ويجوز تخفيف المصدر دا دا دا. He talks about, you know, like other linguists, what they say, what the old Arabs used to say. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he talks about hadith, he talks about statements of sahaba, آيات في القرآن that are pertinent وقال وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون. Very 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 detailed. It's an unbelievable work. Even better, in my opinion, for the student of Quran, is this work of Mufradat fi Ghareeb al-Quran by Al-Raghib al-Asfahani. Al-Raghib al-Asfahani, he is the one who compiled this incredible work. He was from Asfahan, which is the modern-day Iran area. And he compiled this work. He is the one who authored a dictionary of the Quran, which is supremely detailed and absolutely full of amazing content. Question for everybody, is the connection okay? Like the my connection, or I mean the connection over the internet, is it fine or is it dropping for people? It's been fine, right? Okay, alhamdulillah. Nothing has been different? Okay, perfect. Thank you. And he goes on to say another, and he describes very similar to the style of Ibn Manzur in Lisan al-Arab, all the beauties, but he really goes and he quotes ayat and instances after instances of what nazar, for example, means in the Quran. Okay, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَى رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. Amazing, amazing. He really, really does an incredible job. So these are some of the dictionaries. This is what you want to get to. Okay, the reason why I'm sharing this with you is this is where we're starting. We're starting here by Hanswear, and we're going to take it step by step. Slowly learn Hanswear, how to navigate it. There is one more dictionary that's in English that I'll upload, and then when I upload it, I'll share with you. And then slowly we'll add more complexity through lanes. But the goal for the student of Arabic and Quran should be to be able to access the words of, or the works of, Raghib al-Asfahani and Ibn Manzur. That is when you are balling, mashallah. Okay, and that's when you start to understand really how amazing the words are, how great the expressions are, how insightful these scholars were. It's a really, really amazing journey. So I'm just showing you, this is where I hope you will end up. This is where I hope you will head towards. Sometimes it's good to see the end goal before, as we're starting our journey. All right, now coming back after that long tangent to nazara. What does nazara mean? Nazara means to perceive with the eyes, to see, to view. So we're gonna say to see, right? Then number two, I'm gonna make this up for you right now. Don't worry, you will do it eventually for me as well. Where is my noon gone? Oh, there it is. Okay, nazara. Okay, number two. What is, where do I find number two? Roman numeral number two. I scroll until I spot a tiny Roman numeral number two. You spot that, folks? In the middle of all this crazy text. You see it? I've highlighted it for you for now. Right? Great. What does it mean? It means to make comparisons, draw parallel. Okay, so let us to draw parallels. Okay, fantastic. Let's look at number three. Number three is going to be nazara. Nazara. Can you find number three for me? Can you find number three for me? Like, what's the first thing that says? To equal. Thank you, Sister Maria. Right? Right here is number three. To equal, to equalize, huh? To equate. So let us use something simple. To equate. Alright. Very cool. We scroll, we run out of content. We go up to the second, our second column, our friend here. And we look at number four. Okay? Number four will be Anzara. Anzara, which is to do what? To grant a delay or respite. Right here. You notice that? To grant a display or respite. Okay? This is a very interesting usage that actually comes in the Quran. Okay? Actually comes in the Quran as well. Look at what he says. قَالَ أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He says, or Satan said, give me respite until the day of resurrection. Give me respite until the day of resurrection. أَنْظِرْنِي. Notice that? Right there. It's a little different, but it's there. It's 100% there, and that's the meaning. Give me respite. Alright, so that would be to give respite. Number five. Number five is to regard, watch, or observe attentively. Okay? To look closely, to scrutinize. Okay? All excellent meanings. Okay? Sorry, I'll ask you number six in a second. Let me just, I jumped the gun there a little bit. I did not give you a respite. Alright. Tanavara. You're like, what is up with this sense of humor? To observe closely. Or I like scrutinize. Scrutinize. Okay, very good. Number six. Tanavara. What does it mean? Number six. Somebody help me out. Can you find it? Right here. Very good. Thank you. To face each other. Also, to fight, to quarrel, because when you're fighting and quarreling, you're probably facing each other, right? All right. To face each other. Let's do number... Number eight is intazara, which is to, someone might know this, intazar, if you know a little bit Urdu, you might know this one. Number eight, to wait. You got it. You see, that's where it comes from. That's where the word comes from. To wait. Correct. And finally, number 10. Istanzara, which means to do what, folks? What does it mean? Someone found it. Sister Fazana? I think sister, right? Yes. Anybody else found it? right here. To wait, await, to expect, to have patience, etc., etc. Do you see that, folks? All right, great. I'm gonna clear this drawing and go back. To wait, what was it? To wait and patiently, I guess. What did it say? I keep forgetting, I'm sorry. To be patient, to request, to ask, to wait. Okay, let's put to ask, to wait. All right, here, as you can see, very interestingly, look at this. Look at how interesting this is. If I was to put this side by side, do you see how something, it looks exactly the same? Do you notice how they all look so similar? Now, is there a reason why we skip 9? Yes. Don't worry about it. Is there a reason why we skip 7? Yes. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But just for now, check this out. Okay? Look at this. Nazara Salima. Three letters, three letters. Nazara Salama. Four letters, right? Shadda, Shadda. Salama Nazara. Alif added, Alif added. Aslama, Anzara. Hamza added. Tasallama, ta is added to the root letter. Lam, the shad, or the shadda is added. Tanazzara, ta. And then the va, the shadda is doubled. Tasalama, ta is added. Alif is added. Likewise here, tanazzara, ta. And alif. Do you notice? Are you seeing the parallels here? Istalama. This is added and this ta is added, okay, because the seen is my root letter number one here. Alif, ta, and the noon is my root letter number one, and here these three, alif, seen, and ta, are added, and alif, seen, and ta are added here as well. You can do this. You can do this with every single root letter combo. And you can create these patterns. And if these words exist in Arabic in usage, they will have a meaning. And that meaning will be similar to its root or its base number one meaning. To see, to draw parallels. You have to see to draw parallels. To equate, kind of to like see to make sure this is equal or not. To give respite is to look at somebody with a little bit of a, like a mercy, like a look, etc., etc. All of these are like standard across the language, and this is a feature of Arabic. It's not a feature of English, and it's so incredible. It's so awesome actually, because then you are able to, like, really figure out, like, subhanAllah, what is, like, this is such a beautiful, also, this is an important thing for us to learn and master. All these patterns are there. So this is our activity for that, to show you how not only can we have, like, word, like, these families for like one example, you can literally do it for example after example, and subhanAllah, what you will end up having is you will end up having the same thing, common root, common meaning, and this is the end result. Okay, if I was to just go back here and highlight one more thing for you, okay, Folks, do you see the similarities in the patterns? A few of you mentioned you saw it, but do you see it? How? Can we do this to all roots? You can. Most definitely you can. Okay? And then you can go to the dictionary to look up and all that stuff. But before we do that, also check out something else. Okay? Check out how the, even if the root is not the same, this is noon, dha, and ra, this is seen, lam, and meem. But guess what is the same? The what is the same? Starts with a T. I'm highlighting it for you. I want more people to like see it. The tashkil, yes. Right? Do you notice at exactly the same root letters, exact same tashkil repeats? Do you notice that? Except for one. Excellent. Don't worry about one yes yet. Okay? But everything else, you notice how it is like to the T. It's like a stencil, right? You just take a stencil and you would color it back in the day and then would just write out the letter. It's just like that. The shkil are just there, you color and bam. You know, you have your you have those tashkil in place. Okay? So this particular aspect that we just saw, right? This is what we're gonna now talk about. That they follow the same predictable pattern. Okay? Let's look at family members here. Let's look at family members all of these words 1 to 10 are what we call word families. What do we call them? Word families, because there's other words in there that are part of that family. What is this? Let's talk about it. Just like, you know, a real family has individual members, a word family has members as well. Okay? And just like a share DNA, like a word family also shares DNA. And their DNA is shared root letter. What's their commonality? Okay? And each member is unique, just like a real family. But here is the key part. Okay? Each family member word family follows a distinct and predictable pattern. A distinct, predictable. Okay? This pattern for a family member is made up of root letters, additional non-root letters, and tashkil. Three things. Root letters, additional non-root letters, and tashkil. Have you seen examples of all three of these? Examples of how there is additional letters? Examples of how the tashkil repeat. We've seen that, right? That's what I was trying to really show you all. Okay? So this really is the key part to this. The pattern is made up of root letters, additional non-root letters, and the tashkil. Okay, if I was to continue scrolling here. Here are the 6 family members that we will learn at this point of our studies. There's how many? There's 6 of them, okay? Is there more than 6? Most definitely there's more than 6. We'll learn them later. Are there more than 10 families? Yes, there are more than 10 families. We'll learn them hopefully later, okay? But the 10 are the most common, like by far and away. If you know these 10, you just know almost everything, all right? But these are family members, and this is what we're going to call them. Each of this is the name of a family member, okay? And each of this will be for all 10, okay? Past tense, number 1. Present tense, number 2. Command tense, number 3. The masdar, number 4. The actor, number 5. The acted upon, number 6. 6 parts of this. Here is a way to visualize it. Here is a way to visualize it. Let me put new share, a whiteboard. Okay? Here is a way to understand this here, folks. You have... You have root letters, okay? 3 root letters. Say, noon, the, ra. Okay? Each of these root letters will get you family 1, family 2, family 3, family 4, family 5, family 6, family 7, which is coming, we haven't done it yet, 8, and then family, finally, 10. Each of these families, these are right here, what I just wrote, these are your word families, okay? Word families. Each of these will have under it 6 additional items. What are the 6 items? Past tense. Present tense. Let me actually write this out so it makes it a little easier. Right? Past tense. Present tense. What's the third one? Someone help me out. Command tense. Close. Number 4. The masdar. Number 5. The actor. And number 6, finally. Just gonna attach it from here. The acted. Upon. Okay? We'll get to it. We'll get to what these means just in a little minute. Okay? But these 6 are here in family 2. These 6 are then there in family 3. These 6 are there in family 4, family 5, family 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's like you take 3 letters and you create like a explosion of words. It's like a tree, right? You have a root, and then there's a trunk, and then there is like the branches, and the branches have also little branches. That's what these words are like, subhanAllah. Isn't that amazing? I find it very fascinating. These right here, these are the family members. Nice, huh? Okay, now, if you were to go back to our class notes here, and also go back to our textbook, what exactly are these 6 or these family members referring to? Like, what exactly are they? Stop the share. Okay, very good. Share again the screen. Perfect. What are these? Okay. The past tense is a fi'l. The past tense is a fi'l, i.e. an action that took place in the past. There is two aspects to the fi'l, right? The first aspect is that it's an action that takes place in time. There's a action in time, the tense. What's the second aspect of it? Like, it goes hand in hand with fi'l. Very critical for our understanding of the fi'l. Where did my chat go? Oh, there it is. It's the actor, right? The actor. You need an actor. For a fi'l. We spoke about this last time. You need an actor for a fi'l. For us, in this point of our studies, at this point of our studies, for us, the actor is going to be he. The actor is going to be he. Present tense fi'l, exactly the same, except it's in the present or future tense, an action that takes place in the present or future. The actor for it is also he. Okay? The command tense fi'l is requesting or demanding the action in the present or future tense. So its tense is present or future, but the actor is you. The actor is going to be you. So when we write this out, okay, if I have past tense, he looked, he protected, he read, okay? That's how I'm gonna actually write my fi'l. This is how I write my fi'l family members. Okay? I write it by as if he looked, he protected, he read. Present tense will be he looks, he protects, he reads. The command tense would be like this. You look. You protect. You read. Okay? It's written like this. It's written in this manner because there is no real like equivalent to command tense in English. So to highlight that you're asking someone to look or demanding for them to look, we put like this exclamation mark here. And to highlight that the actor is you, right? The actor is you. We actually write out the word you, comma, look. All right? These are our first three ones. If you remember our the diagram, these are the first three of the family members. Then we look at the fourth one, which is the masdar. The masdar is the idea of the fi'l. However, it is an ism. However, it is a ism. Meaning that it's like the fi'l in a ism form. Okay, I'll write this. It's like the fi'l in an ism form or format. Okay, let's look at what that looks like. So he looked, looking. He protected, protection. He read, reading. This is what the masdar is. Okay, this is what the masdar represents in Arabic. Okay, present also conveys the future. For now, it does. Yes, in Arabic, present and future tense are the same, but there is a way to specify the present, which we'll learn later. Specify the future, which we will learn later, inshallah. The actor is an ism that is the person, entity acting on the or performing the action. So for us, the looker. The protector, the reader, that's the actor, right? Or we can say the one looking, the one reading. Okay? Why is the ending different for protection for masdar? Because that's how it is in English, right? It's just protection is a, you know, you can say protecting as well, sure. But the idea of protect, the idea of the fi'il is protection. Okay? That's why we choose that as the masdar. The masdar is a complicated piece. It will click in slowly. Why is the actor an ism? Hold on to the questions, you will see in a second. Hold on. The acted upon is an ism that is an entity, object, or a person receiving the action. Okay, what is that? That is the one who was looked at. The one protected. The thing read. That is the acted upon. These are the six family members. Okay? So the actor is, in these instances, in the instances of our notes here, he protected in the instance of the fi'l in particular. I'm just going to stop the share and restart the share. All right, much better. These three are fi'l. These three are fi'l. Let me annotate that. Fi'l. All right. These three are ism. When you have a fi'l, you have to have an actor built into it. It's part and parcel of it. That's all of these. He, you. Okay? But you can also have an ism that is the representation of an actor. So, just like in English, the protector, the reader, that is that. Okay? Separate thing. It's not like the fi'l's actor is now a different word. No. This is a separate thing, a separate entity. Why is it the one protecting or not they? We're using singular, okay? Singular. You can actually have they as well, but right now we're focusing on the singular, the one who's being protected. Okay? This is a abstract concept. These are not like intuitive things. Like the letters you're doing, they're intuitive, they're on the screen, you read them, you don't read them. Okay? This is a little bit more abstract, so I need you to stay with me until we get to the examples, inshallah. Okay? Here are some of the examples. Let me clear all drawings. Okay. Let's look at family 2 here. Family 2's 6 family members. Alright? Here they all are in their glory. Let me just open the whiteboard here for you. See? These 6 family members for family 2 are right here. That's what they are. Okay? That's what we're trying to do. These 6 guys for family 2, right here. Root letter for me, root letter number 1 that we're gonna that we will tread with is seen. Okay? My root letter R1. My R1 is going to be a scene. My R2 is lamb, and my R3 is meme. Okay, are we okay so far? All right, great. Here is what I want you to check out. Here is the pattern. Past tense, sallama. He protected from harm. Notice that we have our actor, we have our tense and our fi'l. Okay, sallama. Yusallimu, he protects from harm. Again, our actor is here and our tense is here. Yusallimu. Sallim, you protect from harm. You see our actor, you see our request, our command is right here. Protect from harm. At-taslim. At-taslim, the protection from harm. Is this ism? At-taslim? How do you know? How do you know? Okay, number one, I told you so. Okay, number two, the L. Right, you notice the L there? Yeah, and number three, meaning. You can have any of these three ways, you can give me the answer. But the one I was hoping you would say, which many of you said, was Al. Okay, the Al is there to signify that this is an ism. In the Quran, as we will see, sometimes it doesn't have any Al. That's okay. But right now, for our study, we are adding the Al to make sure we know this is an ism. Just like we're adding he as the actor. Okay. The he as the actor will sometimes be in the Quran she, sometimes we, other pronouns. That's all right. We're not going to confuse ourselves with that. But what's interesting is we're just going to understand that this is how, this is the template we're learning. This is our template for learning these family members. And then we'll add the complexities later on. Okay? The protection from harm, that is the masdar. Okay? The actor, Al-Musallim, the protector, mashallah, I like the name. And the acted upon, Al-Musallam, the protected. These are our six members of the family two. Six members of the family two. And you will have, how many members for family three? Six members for family three. Look at that. Present tense, past tense, command tense, master, actor, acted upon. Huh? You will have six members for family four. Present tense, past tense. He accepts Islam. He accepts Islam. You accept Islam. The acceptance of Islam. The one who accepts Islam. The thing accepted. You see that? Fascinating. I just like this stuff. It's so cool. Okay. Now, here's the question for you. We're going to focus on family two first. And we're not going to just go diving headfirst into the deep end here. Okay. Here's the question for you. What tashkil stands out? I'll put the book side by side. Make it a little smaller. Yeah. Okay. What tashkil stands out to you in these six words? All right, let me ask the question in a different way. Mashallah, a lot of you are answering very, very nicely. Okay. Is there a shadda on a letter in the past tense? Yes or no? Very obviously, yes. Which root letter is it on? R1, R2, R3. R2, mashallah, fantastic. All right, R2 has shadda. Okay, does present tense R2 have shadda? Yes, it does, in fact, right? If I was to bring out my trusty annotator, you will notice this is our R2. Here's a shadda. Here's a shadda. Is there a difference between the shadda of R2 of the past and R2 of the present? Is there a difference on what's on the shadda? Fatha versus kasra. Very good. Okay. So, a difference of what is on the shadda, and you answered correctly. Yes. Fatha versus kasra. Okay. Very good. Does the command tense R2 have a shadda? The command tense R2 also has a shadda. Does the masdar R2 have a shadda? Trick question. Masdar R2. It does not have a shadda. This does not have a shadda. Right? This shadda, can you tell me why this shadda is here? This one right here? Can you guess why this guy is here? At-taslim. Ash-shams. At-teen. Wat-teeni. Wat-zaytoon. Am I giving you the hint? It is a shamsiya letter. That's why the ta. Wat-teeni. Huh? All of those are, you know, that's why the shadda is there. It's for pronunciation's sake. Okay? But the shadda on our R2. Shadda on the R2. Not there. It is not there. Okay? Very cool. Is there a shadda? Does the actor R2 have shadda? The actor R2 does indeed have a shadda, as you have correctly observed. And easily you can tell me the acted upon R2. Shadda or not? You bet. Right? So, what is the prominent feature of this family, of family number 2? The prominent feature of family number 2 is shadda on R2. Fantastic. The prominent feature of family 2 is shadda on R2. On most things except the masdar, but that's a feature. Yes or no? I'm glad you saw that. That's awesome. Okay, now let us practice making the past tense. Okay, in the last few minutes that we have. Okay, so here is my word. Salama. R1 is seen. R2 is lam. R3 is what? Is meme. Okay? That's what we began the class with, by the way, right? That was the question that we began the Kahoot with. Okay. Now, what we also know is that R1 in the past tense, this is past tense of family 2, okay? R1 has a fatha, okay? R2 has a shadda fatha. R3 has a fatha. Remember, the root letters, additional letters, and the tashkil, these three things make the pattern, right? If I was to scroll up to something that you may have forgotten, the pattern for a family member is root letters, additional letters, and tashkil. That's the three things. That's how we get the patterns for past tense, for present tense, for command, etc., etc. Here am I looking at the root letters, and then I'm looking at the tashkil as well. Now, I'm going to give you, inshallah, by Allah's permission, some root letters, and you will make for me the past tense of family 2. Are you ready? Sister Summer is ready. Everybody else is just waiting for it to end. All right, we will be quick. R1 is ba. R2 is dal. R3 is lam. Maybe I'll do this. Okay, I'll put it in the order of the Arabic. Alright, what do I get? What do I get, good people? Excellent. I get Baddala. Baddala. Very good. Let's look at R1 is Qaf. R2 is Dal. R3 is Meme. What do I get? Very nice. I get Qaddama. I'm glad you're spelling it with two D's. Qaddama. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. All right, I'm gonna just write it out now. Noon. Za la. What do I get? Nazala, mashallah, very good. couple more. Ayn. Da. Ba. Right, what do I get, folks? عذب ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So you guys are already pros at this, mashallah. عذب. Amazing. Hmm? And lastly, let's do سين خاء راء. Excellent. Sakhara. Subhanalladhi. Dua of traveling. Subhanalladhi. Sakhara lana. Hatha. Wama kunna lahu muqrinin. That's your word right there. Sakhara lana. Hmm? What does it mean? If you look it up, I add seen, kha, and ra. Okay, I can't find it, so I'm just gonna type it in the Arabic. Sakhara. Where do I look? I look for number two, right? Right here. To subject, to make subservient, to make serviceable, to turn to profitable account, to make use of. Subhanalladhi sakhkhara lana hadha. All praise is, or glory is, for the one who made this, the animal back in the day, the car and vehicles today, subservient, serviceable, profitable to us. We can utilize it for our benefit. Mama kunna lahu muqrini. Huh? And it's not like we wouldn't have been able to do it if it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that awesome? Now you're able to look up some of these words in the Quran right away and able to start to put together some meaning. Walillahi alhamd, inshallah, we will stop with that. And we will, today what we covered is we covered the patterns. Patterns that we call word families. Word families are, we numbered them. They follow a very, they share a common root. And they have a common meaning. They follow very same predictable patterns. And they have members of, each family has members. Okay? And we are going to talk about six members. Okay? Six members, these are the ones that we're going to speak about. And the family that we started our study with is family two. These are the six members of family two. And we did some practice of past tense. So now, you know, the hard part of this was today. To build up to this point. Now that we're here, it's a lot easier for us to now just knock out the rest very, very smoothly. And just focus on looking up those words in the Quran and benefiting. So that is that, inshallah, for us now. I'm really happy that you all attended and you all made it through to the end. This was a tough class. It was a little bit more, you know, like heavy and abstract. But believe me, as we go through more and more examples, it will become very concrete in your mind, inshallah, and very easy to apply. We ask Allah to give us tawfiq to understand the Quran and to implement it in our lives. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته